Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Campingo, helping you master your sales. We're dashing through the snow and ready to dish your listings. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-724-6630.
Very good.
What?
Hey, Rich. We're still on the line with Rich. We just want to make sure that we have helped him. I don't know if we did or not. Rich,
I have no idea.
You still with us, Rich? No, I guess he went bye-bye.
What was his question again? I forget.
Well, he was trying to tell us that the changes at USPS were a little problem for him. Plus, he's having problems with that post office
again. No, he said the changes actually...
Yes, but he said then... They're not going to get there in enough time, if I understood him correctly.
Well, yeah, but all of my shirts are first class package that are under 13 ounces. And they get there just as fast in most cases, 99% of the time. And I ship from the West Coast, guys. They get anywhere in the domestic United States at roughly the same time it would have taken a priority package. I don't know if that'll be the same during the holiday season, but I don't expect to have a lot of holiday sales.
Okay, so Rich, you heard what Griff said. You shouldn't worry at this point. But the next issue was the problems he's having with the Elk Grove postal. And
yeah.
If you can get a hold of somebody, that would be really great to talk to Rich.
So the last time we had this issue come up and we talked to our contact, the contact was on the air, I remember, and I forget who it was who was here, said that you should contact the USPS headquarters, not... If your local post office is not helping to redress a situation, you should go to the USPS website and file a complaint right directly there.
To speak to the guy in charge or the woman in charge at that particular post office.
But that's what I'm saying. And after that, things don't change.
Okay.
Then they want to know.
It.
Right.
Okay.
So remember, keep in mind something very important, and I think a lot of sellers on eBay, business sellers, keep forgetting this. All of us are in business. All of us. USPS, you, Lee, me in a sense, eBay. We don't do things to cut off our nose just to spite our face. USPS is very interested in competing, and I'm being kind. They're vigorously trying to compete against other competition and carriers. They want to know when something's going wrong. Let them know.
It's been my experience when it goes wrong in our post office that it's a person. It's just somebody that doesn't want to do it.
Well, and a lot of times they need to be told, they need to be informed by someone higher up.
Exactly, that they're supposed to do it. Well, listen, Griff, Joe DeMarco, we're going to speak to... Hubcap Joe in just a minute, because he's got something exciting that has happened to him. And we ask him to call and tell us about it. We're going to talk to him in just a moment. But first, it's time for our research report with Aaron Schau, brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Hey, Aaron, take it away.
Hi, Griff. Hi, Lee. Today's report is all about drones, which continue to be in the news and are a favorite holiday item again this year on eBay. Now, I want to start by saying there have been 109,000 drones sold on eBay in the last 90 days. And what's interesting, that's a lot. And prices are falling. These are becoming more accessible. So from this 109,000, 91% of those this year are selling for less than $200. 50% have sold for less than $50. Mm. Little mini drones and really affordable drones. Of course, the high end does still exist. There have been over 2,500 drones sold at over $1,000 each over the same time period. So there are some really expensive ones out there as well. But overall, $12.6 million in drone sales, not counting parts and accessories, over the last 90 days, and some new trends as well. We're seeing multi-copters now, not just four propellers, but hexacopters with six propellers, octocopters with eight propellers, and kits and parts that people can use to build their own custom drones. So whatever you think about drones, there will be a lot of them given this year as gifts and a lot of them sold on eBay. This has been Aaron Schau with the Terapeak Research Report. Back to you, Griffin Lee.
Thank you so much, Aaron. Hey, Aaron, any idea, you or Griff, if either one of you know, Are these drones, how far can you fly them? I mean,
I think that depends on how much you want to pay.
I get
some
it.
Of them go quite
okay,
far.
Makes sense, because I'm thinking, what's the difference between a drone and a remote control airplane that we've had for decades?
Well, but with a drone, I can tell you the difference.
Okay.
Remote control airplanes don't hover in place.
Oh,
right. They don't come with attachments for cameras and other kinds of things. The drones do stuff.
Lee, you're so pretty.
Oh, my God. Oh, they could be above you any moment.
They could be
taking pictures.
They're silent ones that are so small, they can sneak into your bedroom and just hover over the bed, and you won't even know it.
Oh, Chris.
109,000 in 90 days.
That's right.
They're out there.
They're in your bedroom.
Oh, Aaron, thank you so much. We love your company, Terapeak, and we thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate
it. Well, we love eBay Radio.
Well, we appreciate your reports, too. Thank you so much. Doesn't he have a good report, Griff?
Yeah,
I mean,
he's got,
you know, we've had a few on that, let's face it, you know, didn't come back and do reports again. But
he's got
the showbiz in him. Aaron's got the showbiz going.
Yeah.
Thing there.
Yeah,
thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Thank you, Aaron. We appreciate it. Have a good one. Happy holiday. So,
yeah.
Joe DeMarco from Oradell, New Jersey, of course known as Hubcap Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, what's the excitement?
How you guys doing? Long time no talk.
We're doing good, Joe.
We're doing good, yeah.
Doing good.
Well, I've got some good news.
Okay.
Yesterday I was notified that I won third place and eBay's Big Things Start Small sweepstakes.
Fantastic.
What did you win?
I won $250 worth of eBay label credit.
Wow.
Fantastic. Fantastic, Joe.
That's great news.
It's nice to know somebody we know won something. Griff and I aren't allowed.
Oh, really?
To win anything, not just eBay. We can't, like,
ever.
We can't win the lottery.
We're on, you know how they have the list of the no-fly list?
We're on the no-win list.
Yeah.
I was wondering if maybe some of your other listeners won, and maybe they could call in?
Yeah. Let's see if anybody else who knows us won. It should be interesting. So,
it should be, yeah.
Joe, thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Joe, I was looking at your, was it a Periscope that you did?
Yes.
I saw, it was exciting, Griff. He was in this, where were you? In a, like a hubcap thing. I mean, like.
I was in a junkyard.
He was in a junkyard.
In a junkyard.
Yeah, yes. And he was showing us different things, and these hubcaps probably will go here, and it was very interesting.
Totally cool.
I enjoyed it, Joe. Keep them up.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We learned from that.
Cool.
And we appreciate it. Thank you, Joe. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Joe.
Okay, it's time for our trivia question. Remember,
yay!
I said I was going to have a trivia question of something that happened the last half hour, and this is so easy, I'm embarrassed.
Oh, really?
This is such an easy trivia question, I'm embarrassed. During the last half hour today, December 10th, 2015, Griff and I pranked-dished a listing. What was the item up for bid in the listing?
Prank dished?
Yeah, we dished a listing as a prank.
Oh, was that a prank?
It was a prank, yeah.
I was totally unaware of that.
We didn't finish the dishing.
Oh,
we didn't
give
tureens, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It was started out to be a joke. Okay,
yeah.
So 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630 is our telephone number. First person to call in with the right answer to during the last half hour, today, December 10th, 2015, Griff and I prank dished a listing. What was the item up for bid in the listing? 888-RADIO-30. I told you it was easy, Griff.
Yeah, you did.
It's a very easy one.
It is pretty easy. I'll give you that.
Yes. So let's see how easy it was.
Oh.
So, Griff, I hesitate to bring this up, but I'm going to do it. What's going on with your dogs?
Oh! Oh, I have the most amazing story. This is so weird. So on Monday, my friend texted me because I wasn't at home to say that my oldest dog, Monkey, who's 20 years old, was in bad shape. So I, when I got back from where I was, indeed, Monkey was in bad shape. She's, you know, mostly blind, pretty much deaf.
She's 140 in human years.
Right. And her, like her sister before her, her back legs have been a little wobbly, but she couldn't move.
So her sister was Gertie?
Gertie. Yeah.
Gertie, okay.
And she, we sent her on her way to whatever that happens.
To cross the Rainbow Bridge.
And in fact, it was the day I left for the eBay radio party. So we had to drop her off, do the deed, and then I had to get on a plane and pretend I was happy.
Oh.
But you know, I'm a trooper. Anyway, it's not about me. Listen to this. So, you know, I have to get prepared for this. So, I go to the, you know, I call and make the appointment, and they said, oh, we're sorry to hear that. And I said, yes, but I can't have her, you know, lingering like this.
And
if you're a dog owner, you know exactly
what
I'm saying. This was Monday.
Okay.
So I made an appointment for Tuesday afternoon. And after the radio show on Tuesday, I went home. I said, I got to give her a bath before I take her in because she's been in, you know, a mess. And I lifted her up and I put her in the sink tub and gave her a good bath and a good scrubbing. And she's, you know, she just couldn't move her back legs. The end of the story is coming after
okay.
the break.
Okay.
This segment was brought to you by Campaign Go, helping you master your sales. Call and join us laughing all the way at 888-723-4630 when we come back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Let's face it, you're the Energizer Bunny of thrifting. So you need a mobile tool that can keep up with you. WorthPoint is up to the job and lets you do your research while in the field. Simply download WorthPoint from your iPhone or Android. WorthPoint's database goes back as far as 10 years, with more than 1 billion stored images and corresponding prices. WorthPoint has collected more than 100,000 makers' marks. Yet, searching all those images takes mere seconds. WorthPoint's mobile app provides huge pictures, lets you save searches, and gives you suggestions about what you're searching for. It even corrects your spelling. WorthPoint also offers an indexed library of more than 1,000 reference books, so you can research online. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 348.
There are things you need to know to be a successful seller. eBay education specialist Grenda Walton is known on eBay as Bobby Socks, and she explains why it's important to do research.
You need to find out as much about your item as you can, and especially if you're selling vintage and antiques. I like research because, number one, I learn from it as well. I just put aside one day where I'm going to do all the research on the items I'm going to put up on eBay and then get that out of the way. Often, I find most everything... Maybe one or two things. Maybe it's just something from Japan or something like that. You may have a hard time finding it. But basically, I find most things on site.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email, using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio Player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Call us with your holiday stories, questions, anything related with selling on eBay. That's what we're here for. That's what Ask Griffin Lee is all about at 888-RADIO-30.
But also, in the meantime, we do have personal lives and things happen.
They do?
Yes, and we were talking about your dog.
We were?
You came home from work on Tuesday from doing the radio show.
Right.
You gave her a bath.
So I picked her up. Poor little thing. Put her in the sink and with nice warm water and massaged her really good as I cleaned her and gave her a bath. And she looked at me to the extent she's capable of seeing anything. And, you know, and I whispered her in her ear. I find she can hear a little bit if I put my skull next to her skull. She can hear the vibrations. And I say, good monkey. And I'm washing her and got her clean and put her on a towel. And she doesn't like the hair dryer. So I take 15 minutes of rub with towels to get her nice and dry. And then I thought, well, I gotta go get her other things, so I'll put her on the floor. I put her down on the floor, and she stood up, and she shook, and she ran around the room.
Wow.
So, reprieve.
Oh, my God.
And when I say death's door, I'm not pushing it there, because she really was. So, who knows? I brought her in for the appointment, not now for, as a friend of mine used to say without euphemism, a good croaking, but for the doctor to recommend, you know, is there anything I can give her to keep her comfortable. And he said, she's fine. I mean, I've never seen anything like this before, you know. So I decided I'm going to now quit eBay and go into the dog massage business.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know how sometimes people go to spas and get massaged and they come out and they say they're rejuvenated.
Literally.
You sent her to your little Griff spa.
So now she's going to get... she's going to get a massage every day. That's what I'm going to do. Because I think that's what something about the bath and the massage. So I'll give her a bath every week. But I put her up on my lap and I just rub her really well. And she's running around. She's still, you know, we live in a house where it's a little off the ground. So she can no longer make the steps downstairs, which has been the challenge. Because now I have an incontinent, well, not incontinent, but I have a lot of cleaning to do every day.
Yeah.
But I stay on top of it. And a friend of mine says, don't you hate this? And I said, because I've been doing it for 2 years. And I said, no, they're my dogs.
You're their parent. There, I've said it.
I don't, thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't mind doing it. When I get them, I know when they get old, I'm going to take care of them. And if you're a dog lover and you're listening to me right now, you know exactly what I'm talking about. He's not a problem. He's my doggy.
And you know, some people do get rid of their animals at the instant there's a problem.
I can't stand to hear that.
Yeah, I can't either. But
I can't stand
anyway.
To hear it.
Griff, I'm so happy there's been a reprieve.
So, to tie it to eBay, I'm back on eBay looking for treats to buy for her. So
oh, good.
There it goes.
In the meantime, are you ready for another Contact Us email?
Why not?
Chris from Indianapolis, Indiana. Mm-hmm. Known on eBay as Grady812. How do I change my eBay store name if I didn't create a good one on creation?
Oh, yeah.
I updated what I thought was my eBay name, but it didn't change my link to my store.
It won't. So that's the problem, right? You can change your store name at any time, but I think the link thing is a little more complicated.
So
you can change your store.
You mean the little door thing that shows
You got two identifiers on eBay. If you're an eBay seller, if you're an eBay member, you have a user ID. You can use it to sell and buy. If you subscribe to an eBay store, you have an eBay store name. And that eBay store name comes with a URL. And there is a process for changing it. I just don't remember what it is. Let me research this and on the break, because I don't think it's actually that difficult. But you can change your user ID on eBay once every 30 days. There's a restriction. You can change your store name once every 10 seconds. Who cares? But I know I changed mine and I got the URL. I just don't remember how that works. So let me do a little research and I'll get back to you.
Okay, thank you. We have another one here, too. By the way, we'd love to hear your voice at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. You can call in with a question, a comment, a listing dish. We do love to do listing dishes on Thursday. Right, and I have that Bubble Fast gift certificate to give away for anybody who can tell me what was the item in the listing that Griff and I prank dished during the first half hour of the show today. You're going to get a $25 gift certificate.
I'm kind of surprised.
I'm kind of surprised, too, because I thought it was an interesting item myself. Mm-hmm. And we did a lot of talky-talky about it, so I don't know. When we come back, because we're getting ready to take a break here, we're going to read an email from Krista in Apple Valley, California, known as Lil Miss Disney, L-I-L Miss Disney, on eBay. And very quickly, I think I'll go ahead and read it, Griff. Maybe you can be thinking about it on the break?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, I have a question, if you don't mind helping me. I just recently had to refund money to a buyer due to an item arriving damaged. He contacted me through eBay messages telling me the problem and also sent me a photo of the destroyed item. A little bit after, I refunded all of his money. Now eBay shows that order as eligible for unpaid item case. Should I have handled the refund in another way? Should I have told him to open a case before refunding his money? Also, does eBay give a refund of any of the fees for refunds like PayPal does?
So read that again, because I missed the first part. There was something going on here. Sorry.
Okay. I just recently had to refund money to a buyer.
Right, yes.
Due to an item arriving damaged.
Right.
He contacted me through eBay messages telling me the problem, sent me a photo of the destroyed item.
Okay, stop there.
Okay.
When we come back at the top of the hour, we'll continue.
Okay.
This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Call us, 888-723-4630. This is eBay Radio.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell on eBay since 1998. His most recent creation is 6-Bit Software, and now there's 6-Bit 2.0. John listened to your requests for new features, so 6-Bit does everything you need in a listing tool, from creating and uploading listings to shipping and leaving feedback right from your desktop. Plus, it works faster and better than ever. 6-Bit 2.0 gives you improved inventory management, faster data entry, batch editing, and more import options, along with the custom fields you ask for. 6-Bit 2.0 also incorporates all the newest eBay feature upgrades, including product identifiers. John even improved the picture editor and came up with ways for you to store more photos yet have a smaller database. Try 6-Bit 2.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.